Lagos, good morning. Good morning and welcome once again to Digital Life. My name is Emmanuel Onka, and as we always do it here on 99.3 Nigeria Info, I bring you Digital Life. Digital Life is our foremost tech show on the radio. The number one tech show on the radio, basically. And we always come here every Sunday to talk to you about technology, about emerging technology, about everything digital. And we keep it very fun and lively here on the show. It's the last day of the year, and I'm very excited because if I remember very clearly, I opened the mic for Nigerian Info on the first day of 2023, and you know, it feels good to be back again, you know, to wrap it up, so to speak, here on Digital Life for the year. It's been a very great year. We saw so many things happen in Nigeria tech space. One of the keynote things for me for this year is actually having a tech bro become a minister in Nigeria and head the tech space, you know, though we still have another ministry who still works with the science and tech department. But to see that a tech bro from Nigeria head that space was a very big win for the tech industries in Nigeria. There's so many things that we achieved this year. If we're honest to ourselves, we achieved quite a lot in the tech space in Nigeria. And I'm very glad because we make some very groundbreaking achievement here on Digital Life as well. You know, we got to connect with you better. We offered a lot of tickets to a lot of persons, got them access to shows, to events. We had some of our callers on the show actually come join us in the studio. We found out that we impact, you know, kids from schools. That was a very big one for us on Digital Life. I must tell you, I felt really great that very day. We had their parents even come to on the show, you know. So all this because it's mostly from the Impact Clause. And then, of course, you listeners also nominated me for the Future Award Africa, all from Digital Life show. Imagine. It was a packed year, you know. How long have I been hosting this show? Come on. Future Awards Africa nomination from Digital Life show. Like, how? You know. But yeah, all those we achieved this year. And it's been a very great year. I know some of us might think differently because if we look back at challenges. But, you know, I've always looked back at what we achieved rather than what we faced, difficulties. That you are alive and able to talk about what you went through means that, you know, you're greater than that tribulation, you're greater than that problem, and that problem didn't break you. As long as you're alive, you can always do it better. So yes, the year has been great. It has been fabulous. It has been great for Nigeria in the tech space. It has been great for us and every of our listeners. I hope it has also been very great for most of you who call us on the show, who we give access to events, to who we guided and advised, you know, on how to broker into the tech space, how to come into the tech space, how to you know, get more courses, how to improve yourself, how to improve your career, how to integrate AI. You know, I really hope that all the shows and all the guests that we've had on the show has really impacted your life. And since this is the final Digital Life show for the year, before we go on to our topic for today, I would really just love to, you know, have that conversation this morning. Let me hear from you what you think or how the show has impacted your life for this year. You know, it's always something I do, you know, so that we can always look back and say, oh, okay, we need to also make sure we improve here. We need to also make sure that we do more of this. We should also make sure that our listeners are carried along every time. I know over the years, over, you know, throughout 2023, we get messages on our Instagram handle, on our Facebook, people asking advice, people asking who the best person is, where's the best place for me to go get courses, online courses, and all the rest. Those were basically most of the things we were receiving, you know, from all our callers this year. And it was really, really fabulous. So yeah, let's open the phone lines. Let's have your messages. 0700-993-993-993. And for the female only, 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. 0993-0146-57190. You can also send us a WhatsApp message, 080-959-75805. How has your year been? Why? Just tell us how your year been. As a techie, as someone who has been navigating the tech space in Nigeria, did you start something, a vision? You followed your vision this year? Did you become an entrepreneur? You left your 9-to-5, you went into the remote working, you integrated AI. What did you do this year? What did you do this year that you would consider a very great thing that you did in the tech space that was great for you this year? Let's have all that conversation this morning. Hello, good morning. Hello. Please do call us back. We're already getting messages. Okay. I'll answer your question. I'm seeing your questions here, JJ from Ikorodu. Don't worry. I'll provide the answer to your question at the end of the show. But yeah, let's keep the phone lines. Let's keep the calls coming in. What has been your biggest, achievement this year when it comes to the tech space? What did you achieve? Did you start a startup? Did you work with somebody? Did you co-found a startup, rather? Did you found it? Did you organize an event? Did you start an online community? Did you join one? How many courses were you able to deliver this year? Those are some of the things that I want to hear this morning. But I have someone who just walked into the studio, my guest for today, and she's going to be joining me to talk about how we can maximize our 2024 and build a very effective strategy. You see, that is our conversation for today, building an effective strategy. It's not about putting in all the hard work. It's about how you position yourself. Okay, everybody can work hard. Like Nigerians, all of us know we are hard workers. We can work really, really hard. But then, if you lack strategy, you just work hard. You just work hard. And then, you don't see results and then you get frustrated. Like most persons sent me messages this year saying, I've applied for a course, but then I'm not getting, I'm not getting all the jobs I hope to get, and they're finding people who can take them on courses and also provide jobs for them. So many things like that. It all boils down to building a very good strategy. Now, there is company, like corporate strategy, and there is a personal branding. Let me leave that for my guests to handle. Let me not go into that. Let me not go into that. But I have here with me Onyeka Wobu. You can put on the headset and then your mic is turned on so you can join us on the show.
Hey, first of all,
you're looking very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're in one of my favorite colors, my second most favorite color.
Really?
So
what's your first?
My first is white.
Okay.
Second is all black, and you're looking fabulous.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love your blue as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, so how would you say the tech space? Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, Onyeka is actually the founder of Strategies in Tech. SIT.
SIT.
Popularly known as SIT, yes. So she's a brand strategist and she's joining us on the program to talk about building strategies for the year 2024. A lot of people rose to fame in 2023, a lot of brand kickoff in 2023, but then the space has become saturated. Yeah. Everybody needs to stand out. You need to build your brand presence. You have to get your identity right.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure you stand out from the crowd.
Yeah.
But let's before we get into all that conversation, let's talk about 2023 for you as a techie.
Mm-hmm.
How was your year?
Oh gosh, the year 2023 was, I think everybody was really, it was the year that really forced all of us to innovate. Which is the space that we're in. But I think like 2022 was like such a smooth ride relatively.
Exactly.
And then 2023 came, and obviously the bottom line of what everybody's gunning for at the end of the day is really like, how do I make money and all of that? And I think it pushed us into survival mode, which pushed us into how do we actually do the innovation that we are supposed to be doing as
exactly.
a tech industry, right? Because that should be our focus. And we, many people, I would say, like, for me, like, it was one of the years where I had to sit back and say, like, oh my gosh, things have to be done differently. you know. And I think that I saw that for everyone as well. People trying to do different things, a lot of experimentation, a lot of doing things in a not so usual way.
Yeah.
So people sort of like taking alternative routes as opposed to what they would follow on a normal day. So yeah, the year that we were forced to innovate. Yeah.
Forced to be creative, more creative,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Digging deep inside yourself and like, what can I do to be different?
Yes.
Within the month, January to about 6 months, within the first 6 months, the first two quarter of the year, we saw a lot of apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many firms, tech firms, they didn't want to do what they would usually do because they were concerned about the landscape. Mm-hmm. What would happen? Mm-hmm. How would fare it? And I totally believe that it had to do with the elections that happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that whole thing was there. And we saw a lot of people move on to remote jobs because some persons sort of, you know, foresaw that, you know, the economy might, we don't know where the economy might go. So it's just best to have your hand or have your foot solidified in a place that you know it's not going to be affected by anything that happens in Nigeria.
Yeah, I agree. I think you mentioned the election and something that happened from the election also, I think was part of the ripple effects from the election was also a slowdown in investment, you know, like really like a real slowdown.
Which was a concern even before the election.
Before the election, that started happening before and then with the elections as well, like I think really saw how it slowed down and you spoke about apprehension and how people were really like very pensive as to what is the future for my company?
Exactly.
You know, like what is the future for building in Africa, building in Nigeria, you know? So that really, 2023 made a lot of people, I would say like that first half, it was a very reflective, pensive, there's a lot of tension as to we weren't sure about what the future was. So yeah.
Very great. So let's talk about brand identity. How really vital is brand, or how important is brand identity? You know, a lot of people do branding. People call it publicity. People call it PR. You know, so many things. They call it marketing. You know, there's a lot of words there, and people mistake one thing for another. Yes, but what really is branding, and then brand identity?
At the end of the day, brand is really, so when whether you do marketing, whether you're doing PR, advertising, what everybody, each and every one of us is searching for is soul. So brand is really the, think about a company and think about a heart, right? So the brand is really the heart. That's what keeps it beating because at the end of the day, what branding or brand is meant to do is to make people feel. That's all it's really about. How do you, and this whole conversation is like, how do you really understand people's psychology to make them feel something? You have to evoke emotion because at the end of the day, people remember how they feel, not necessarily what you're offering. Not necessarily what you're offering. It's how it made them feel. It's how, when they used your product, what it did to them. Did it make them feel safe? Did it make them feel worthy for some people? Did it make them feel loved? Whatever it is, people are searching. At the end of the day, we're emotional beings at the end of the day. So it's really, when we talk about brand or branding, it's the process of creating, carefully crafting what you want people to feel when they encounter your products, your service, whatever it is, any touch points, what do you want people to feel? So that's the process of branding, and it's something that's continuous.
But a lot of people try to detach emotion from business. You know, they tell you there's no emotion in business. Don't bring emotion in here. This is business. It has to be corporate. You have to behave in a certain way.
Yeah.
We have a way we want to look. Okay, so they don't want to attach anything that has to do with overly excited, exciting, all those feelings. They don't want it. They want it to look very corporate. If you go on Instagram, which I know you're very conversant with, you see a lot of brands, you know, they just post their posters everywhere, you know, today poster, tomorrow poster, next tomorrow poster, then maybe the next day you see somebody say hello there, and they're talking to you very formally, you know, concerning their business, and it's very serious.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about emotion, are you talking about it being out of the norm of seriousness?
No, I'm not. So this now boils down to target audience. Mm. Different people want to feel different emotions. So for instance, if you're dealing like in the corporate world where maybe there's like a lot of money at stake, they don't want to, they're not there for excitement. You know what I mean? But if you're dealing with like maybe B2C customers, for instance, they're looking for excitement. They're looking for something to entertain them. Mm. So it's so really...
We like on Digital Life that you explain, you know, when you use terminologies, when you do, you try to explain what B2C means.
Right. B2C is a business to consumer. And then like if you're running like a B2B, for instance, that would be business to business, right? So it really varies who are you talking to. And again, back to understanding the psychology of those people. Once you understand, it makes you know this is typically, so when you talk about psychology and you really break down the consumer psyche, it's like, okay, this person does XYZ daily. This person is looking for this. What is their end goal at the end of the day? That informs what they want you to make them feel.
Mm.
So sometimes the seriousness or, for instance, offering people who are like in B2B, offering them a lot of excitement when they are looking for, I'm looking for safety. I'm looking for something that reassures me that if I invest in this, I'm going to see yield return on investment. But they're not looking to laugh. You know what I mean? Nobody's looking to laugh. Because first of all, it's very high. They're probably dealing in a high risk environment. Mm. You know what I mean? And so at the end of the day, understanding target audience really informs you on what emotion do you need to evoke from these people. Yeah.
So in a very corporate certain.
Yeah.
What kind of emotion would you advise? Because even in very serious environments, even banks, we see what banks are doing nowadays. Mm-hmm. Some of them have added some kind of form of they're in charge of our money. Okay.
Yeah.
We know that we're not playing with them when it comes to our money. But then they try to evoke different emotions in us. They try to use the season, you know, to try to connect with your customers. So is this because it's basically B2C, that is why? And it's B2C and also B2B.
Yeah. So I would say to that, it really also depends on what product is it that you're selling to people, right? Mm. That also informs, for instance, why are they evoking emotion? They need you to, how do I say it now? Let's use an example like Kuda Bank, right? So let's use Kuda Bank and how Kuda Bank has a majorly young, you know, like Gen Z market. They've captured the Gen Z market.
Yeah.
But Gen Z's, it's still banking.
Mm-hmm.
But Gen Z's are all about that YOLO. You know what I mean? Like, life is not that deep.
Not that serious.
Exactly.
Please.
Understanding that makes them, they've invested a lot of, they've done a lot of branding that has to do with like entertainment. You see them, how they've been able to place themselves is at like music concerts. It's at like things that are fun shows and things like that. And that came from understanding this is what we're offering, but this is who we're offering it to.
Mm.
And what they're not taking life that seriously. So imagine you coming to them with so much seriousness, they're going to repel you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to repel you. So again, what product are you selling? Who are you selling it to? You asked a question about corporate setting. What would I advise?
Mm-hmm.
Again, Kuda is corporate, right? Like they are a corporate organization, right? At the end of the day. So they have different segments. I've been privileged to work in a bank and I see how like the different ways that they treat the different targets. Customers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that also what they look at is if somebody is maybe putting more money or investing more money or keeping more money in the bank, that's higher risk for the person.
Yeah.
What they want to see from you is completely different.
Mm.
Like even down to how they are treated, the experience of the brand. Like I would literally see how the kinds of gifts that are gifted to corporate customers like HNIs, completely different. You know what I mean? And that's all part of the experience for HNIs. So as opposed to people who are doing like consumer banking. So that's also why they have it really segmented, because they understand that you need to segment your customers, and that really comes from a place of understanding that not all customers are the same.
Now, New Year begins tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hmm. A lot of people are planning, or they. I think the plan has been in the works for some companies,
right.
You know, some startups, some tech companies, but then there's still room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are looking forward to refreshing their brand identity,
mm-hmm.
okay, their visual representation mm-hmm. of their brands.
Yeah.
What would you advise as we go into the new year?
I would say for me, what is very important is going back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
So really understanding, and this is where strategy comes in. I think it's very counterproductive to start your year without, first of all, reflecting on what worked, what changed, right? Understanding, for instance, some people, what might have happened is some people might have moved from B2B to B2C or vice versa.
Yes, sir. So
they might have gone from business to consumer to a business to business. And that means that's a completely different ballgame.
Mm.
It doesn't mean carry the company and throw it away.
Yeah.
It just means you need to re-strategize. And some people are still keeping maybe their B2C customers. So now some people are even expanding into new markets. So, and that's coming from, oh, this is what we've seen in the past year. Business model needs to be, you know, like you need to update the business model a bit. You need to go back and do maybe some more customer discovery. You know what I mean? You need to check out what are competitors and inspirations doing at this time. You know what I mean? What have your competitors done? Sort of look at, when you look at competitors, you can sort of see like, oh, this is where they're headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that, why you're doing that, why you need to do that exercise is really to know, okay, for instance, if you're saying, if your competitors are saying one thing, you maybe want to see how you can say it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying the same thing, but you want to see how, okay, they've been using this. I've noticed that in my business, people use like a particular word. I'm like, we're not going to use this word.
Yeah.
We're not going to, because this word is associated with them.
Yeah.
And I want for us to come at it
differently.
You know what I mean? So I think really New Year means a refreshed strategy. And I know that strategy is a very painful exercise for, especially for a lot of startup founders. It's like, it's very grueling because you really need to sit down, think deep, analyze with your team, do a lot of analysis, do a lot of talking to customers. And that can be very grueling for startup founders.
Yeah. It involves a lot of data as well.
Data, exactly. Yeah, so I think that's my biggest advice. And I say this because it's something that I practice like very regularly. I don't just do this like in the start of the year. I do it like every quarter with my team.
Oh,
and
wow.
So why people come and are like, oh, what you're doing is so effective. I'm like, yeah, that's because it's not about who's the quickest to put stuff out. It's about who really takes the time to understand what to put out, how to put it out.
Mm.
So yeah, that's what I would advise. You have to go back to the drawing board. You have to do your strategy. Yeah.
You said something about competitors and then you said inspirators.
Yes.
A lot of businesses in Nigeria, mm-hmm. they look more to the competitors,
yes.
than inspirators.
Yes.
I even doubt if some of them have inspirators.
Inspirators, yes. I mean, it's something that I've encouraged, you know, clients that I've worked with. As much as you're looking at competitors, you also need a place to look at. At the end of the day, when we're doing business, there's also the creative side of things to business. You need to be able to see, okay, what have these guys done? How brilliant is it? How can we contextualize it? Not copy, contextualize, right? How are they doing something differently? And how can we take from what they're doing and really put our spin on it? Looking at competitors is good to know, okay, these are the differentiating factors that we need to highlight to customers.
Mm.
But looking at inspirators tells you, this is how I can actually go about highlighting those differentiating factors, if you know what I mean. Because they will give you ideas on, this is how we've done it. You just need to be brilliant enough to say, this is the spin we're going to put on it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So in all of these things, one needs to maintain their brand recognition, their brand, yes. identity.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are kind of like losing hold on it, especially when it comes to trends. You've seen,
yes.
social media trends. People want to ride on social media trends. And in such a way, they lose their brand identity. And when they do it, mm-hmm. I don't know how the advice gets to them in the first place, their digital,
yeah.
team, how it gets to them in the first place. But then I don't know how they sanction it, how they say, okay, it's approved, you can,
yeah.
post it. And then when they do it, they get a lot of backlash. And people are like,
yeah.
why are you putting out such content?
Yeah.
Is this a joke to you? And everything,
yeah.
flips. But somebody,
yeah.
else does it. And then the person is like, everybody's cool with it.
Yeah.
So how do they maintain that brand identity, especially when they're jumping on trends?
I'm going to be the annoying teacher who is very repetitive. The reason why you need strategy is because when these things start to happen, you need to be able to go back and look at, what is my plan? Where am I headed? Where you're headed and where the other person's headed, completely different.
But how does that happen to trends? Because trends, you don't prepare for it.
Yes, you don't, right? And why that's important, what I'm saying is that when you go to your strategy, it actually informs you, is this something I should be leveraging or not? Not every trend is for you. Because you're literally looking at, this is my company's vision. This is where we're headed. These are our consumers. This is our brand language, our brand story. Does it resonate? For instance, are you supposed to be doing the Barbie trend? Is not everything is your business. You know what I mean? Like,
close your eyes to some things.
To some things. You don't have to do everything. And I think what a lot of business owners, especially startup founders, don't understand is that consumers really, really respect authenticity. They really do. Even if you're going to do a trend, it's not about copying how people did it.
You have to integrate
Where's the you in the trend?
In the trend.
Yeah. And this comes from, you can only know this because I know this, a way that we go about things is like saying, okay, also, in our industry, what sort of goes, what is unnecessary, what is necessary, what should you do, what you can't do everything. So trying to hop on everything is very, I look at it and I'm just like, yeah, that will, even if it gets you virality, does it hit your bottom line? Maybe you're trying to make money.
That's the end goal.
Does it hit your bottom line? Some trends you jump on and then you end up attracting a completely different audience. What do you do with them?
So you get a lot of likes, you get a lot of engagement on the post, but then
they
don't hit your goal.
Nothing. They are strangers, but they just like being entertained.
So you have turned to an entertainment company.
You've turned to an entertainment company, basically. So yeah.
Oh, all right. So let's bring it down to Lagos. Remember that you can also join the conversation. Conversation is not just for the both of us; it's for you. So you can join the conversation, ask questions, you know, that are relevant to your company, that are relevant to your career, that are relevant to what you want to do. Numbers to call: 0700-993-993-993, and for the female only, 01465-7190. If you have any questions concerning your business, concerning how you can improve for the year 2024, you have goals you've said you want to smash, but then you don't have the right strategy, or there's something that's doesn't seem right with you, you can call us on this line and have your opportunity to ask the question. And you can send us a WhatsApp message: 0809597585. 0809597585. Let's go to personal branding. Because this is what in every one of us requires, okay? Especially in this tech space. Right now, while we have a lot of people, you know, while we have a lot of businesses coming up in the tech space, meaning that a lot of persons have been hired, meaning that a lot of persons are upskilling themselves and moving from one career path to the next career path. And we all have to stand out.
Yes.
Okay, CV is no longer enough.
Yes.
Okay, you have to leverage on social media. But then, brand identity is a very big problem, especially for personal branding. Because, let me take myself for an example. I am good on various things, okay? Yeah. I have various talents that I have and I can do. Literally, whatever I set my heart to do, I do it very well and I win big at it. But then, how do I put a brand out there? Okay, which of my personality, so to speak, do I put out there? I've asked myself so many questions. Which one of my personality do I put? Do I put the funny me? Do I put the corporate me? Do I put the fashion me?
Yeah.
You know, so many branding. And then I know that one of the reasons why I'm also there is because of career path. So how do I silence some things and then put out the right content, or put out the right personality out there?
There are two things I would say, and I'm going to repeat one thing. Actually, three things I would say, and I'm going to repeat some things. The first thing is, again, people are looking for authenticity. I think that the idea that you think that people have, you know, thinking that they need to dumb down one aspect of themselves is what is holding their personal brands back. That is what I've seen it, like, literally. People want, be the boss that you are at work, let's also see your real life. Let's also see the things that excite you outside of work. You are a complete being. You can't be one thing. Everybody knows that you cannot be one thing. Everybody is looking to see different sides of you. You're going to resonate with different... Think of yourself as a business. Does a business really just do one thing? Do you know of any business that really does one thing?
No, they have multiple things, multiple products.
Different expressions. There has to be. And which leads me to the point, how do you do it? Again, as an annoying teacher, you need personal brand strategy. You need it.
So there's also a strategy
there
for personal brand.
There is a strategy for personal brand. I use it with clients, and it really, so people, what happens with the clients is they start to see like, oh my gosh, I can't be all of these things authentically. Because you're suppressing one, as it doesn't help anybody. So for instance, I'm a brand strategist. I'm a women's development consultant, right? I'm a management advisor. Why am I hiding one thing or the other? Because you just need to know.
You didn't add fashion.
There's fashion, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a fashion influencer enthusiast. What I would say is, at every time, this is why you need strategy. At every time in my life, I know what should be prioritized. And knowing what should be prioritized gives me the insight to what I should focus on pushing out to people. Right now, my priority is SIT, Strategists in Tech. A lot of the content people see from me right now is branding and strategy content, because I know that that's my priority. I have a 10%, 20% inset of, you know, management advisory. Maybe it has to do with like personal life, spiritual life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm a complete being. But at the end of the day, and that came from me sitting down and saying, I'm a business. Who are the people that I serve, cater to? In what ways do I serve them? Right? And what is the aspect of my business that I'm doubling down on right now, focusing on? That's what I show to them. With time, it evolves. At some point in time, you're going to see more fashion from me. And that means I've done my groundwork with, you know, strategy and branding. I'm moving into fashion. At some point in time, you're going to see the more spiritual aspect, because I want to build a platform on that. And I'm serving people in that target audience. You're going to see more of that. And so that really comes from, I had to sit down. I had to also sit other people down and say like, hey, if this is what you're aiming for right now, these are the people you need to attract. It means you maybe need to do 70 or 80% of this mostly. The other 20% you can insert and sprinkle, so that people have it at the back of their minds that when you do the other thing, it's not strange. They don't wonder.
How come? Yeah.
Then it's strange. Then you have to start explaining yourself. You have to. I think we need to learn how to be comfortable being complete human beings in front of people.
Okay, let's turn this now. Let's flip this to a job seeker, someone who's looking forward to landing their dream job, and they want to use the social media as leverage. You know, like LinkedIn, like their Instagram account. Yeah. Maybe Twitter is too powerful.
Yeah,
it's too hot. Yeah. It's too hot there. But then you can also use that for your personal
development.
Not development per se. To put yourself out there. You can also use it to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of everything, you know, going on Twitter. So let's flip it to someone who's seeking a job.
Yeah.
Who's gone through all the courses, tech courses.
Yes.
Let's say HRO, the person has been trying to see how he can go on to HRO in tech and has been doing lots of courses and been improving, but then posting on LinkedIn, telling people, you know, that LinkedIn post whereby you just do something.
Sell yourself. Yeah, you market yourself. And that's, and I think that kind of marketing is great. It gets like everybody's like, oh, bold for putting it out there. It doesn't resonate with the people who are hiring you though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't. What I'm looking for at the end of the day, any buddy who is hiring talent in this landscape now is going beyond, yes, you've done a tech course. Yeah, cool. Where's the character? So what I'm getting at is, if I were in that person's shoes, let me use myself as an example.
Okay.
I'm very multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
I can position today and say like, oh, I'm a product manager.
Mm-hmm.
I can say I'm a content marketer tomorrow. I have all these skills and I have results to back them up. Now, what do I want? What position am I gunning for? If I say it's product marketer, I start to tell stories around product marketing that are related to me. So, for instance, it can be, what drove me to product marketing? What did I see? What was that pain point? Right?
Mm-hmm.
After you saw that pain point, the next, I'm giving somebody like a personal brand strategy. Let's just say it now. After you talk about the pain points that you saw, you can break down your pain points and put them in different posts. And then you talk about how, because you saw these pain points, you resolved that you were going to learn product management, right? And then we actually see you take action by taking the course. That's the action that you've taken. Mm-hmm. What you've shown me now is not that you're a product manager, is that you are...
It's more like a storytelling.
It's storytelling, but what it says to me is that you're a go-getter.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? Like, you're a go-getter. You're a problem solver.
Oh, I saw a problem. I took a course to understand it.
So I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing you have a track record. You move when you see problems.
Mm.
You think when you see problems. That's what the person is really observing. It's not that you took the course. Do you know how many people take courses? Do you know how people take courses in a year? Do you know how many people? And so all of you are competing with each other, right? So it's who can really tell that story effectively. What I can also see is that, wow, you can tell stories. Do you know what that is? You're a great salesperson.
Wow.
And you're a great addition to my team, because even though I hire you as a product manager, you're going to also be an organic part of the sales team, which means you can make my business money.
So it means that I can get like two skills from you.
From just hiring one person.
Wow.
And that's what the person is looking at. So there, you've told your story, but you didn't say, hey, I'm looking for this. If you know anybody who's hiring, shoot your shot type of thing. You want to attract opportunities where people actually like seek you out and say like, hey, I want you to come and like, literally you skip the line. Don't do interview. I've seen your interview. You've done it in front of me. Yeah.
But is it really a thing? Is it still a thing? HR personnel or human resource persons actually go on to social media and and LinkedIn and then see people who are doing so well, who've positioned themselves and then they like poach them if they need to poach or hire them from there.
I'm not, in my experience, I don't have context of HR people. I have more context of who are the business leaders, who are the founders. They will seek you out.
Founders,
business leaders, people who are in management level, I like what you're doing. And then they can even be the ones to say, like, just pass through HR.
Whoa. HR is just a walk path.
They have to go through standard procedure. I've had a situation where I just went, like, somebody just met me at an exhibition. And it was just like, oh, I want you to, let's schedule a meeting, blah, blah, blah. And I had an interview right there and then. It was not planned, nothing. It was all from me just sharing like, hey, this is what I can do. This is, and I was talking and I really like was able to give them what they could do with their brand as well. On the spot.
So you give them a solution to their brand.
A solution. This is what we can do. And that led me to an interview. And so what I'm trying is, and that's why I'm saying I don't have context of HR people. I hope that they also leverage this to do it, because you're going to find a lot of rare gems. You're going to find people who can actually do the work. I know we want to do things like in
the standard procedure.
Hardly does that, you have conversations with people and you know that the kinds of problems, the talent space, and I'm speaking to founders, investors, ecosystem enablers, they are struggling to find talent, because if you go the normal way, you'll find normal people. So, yeah.
Thank God you spoke about the exhibition and how you met people there.
Yeah.
Because we're moving now to networking.
Yes.
Networking events, for a personal career growth.
Mm-hmm.
How can we maximize that in 2024?
Mm-hmm. I think really understand where you can meet people. I mean, there's lots of events, but I think the hack that I've used so far is understanding the different pockets. So I segment these things, right? There are places where you meet the business or company leaders. right?
Mm-hmm.
There are places where you meet the team leads.
Mm-hmm.
There are places where you meet the enablers. Understand where they hang out. Understand what value they are looking for. And understand how you can contribute to the value that they are looking for. So when you go and you network with people, it's not about, oh, give me your contact. Hey, I can help you. What are they looking? It comes from this whole thing. Thinking about yourself as a business really does help, like, because you're able to really segment. If I go to where team leads are, hey, do you want to have a conversation on XYZ in the context of what they're doing?
There and then.
Like, hey, do you want to have a conversation? People like to be able to share their stories, for instance. That can be a way that they want to talk about. They want to build their own. Some people are looking to build their own personal brand. Can you help them build their own personal brand as well? You know what I mean? Like, can you help them do their, what I mean by personal branding is, for instance, if you run a podcast or you started a podcast, ask these people, you know, you can ask a team lead to say, like, hey, I really like what you're doing. I want you to speak more about XYZ. That contributes to, think of it as you're building a data bank where people can come and listen to the solution from that person, right? That person may be looking for credibility. If it's a business leader, say, like, hey, do you have XYZ, or, you know, like, do you have a, in my case, I can say, do you have a strategy, whatever, that you need to be reviewed for you? I can help you take a look at it and give you feedback. Sometimes what I do, you even meet these people when we talk about networking, you don't just meet people on, what's it called? I'm going to give a very great hack. When you meet people and you ask brilliant questions, ask questions. You know why you have to ask questions? Because it actually, if you did not know what they needed or where they were struggling, asking questions will give you that information.
What kind of questions are you talking about?
You can, so start, if somebody shares something about themselves, dig deeper. It can be like, hey, I noticed that you mentioned something about agency banking. How did you get into agency banking? What are challenges that you've experienced so far in your experience or in your field as a, maybe it's a, the person is a content manager, you know, in agency banking. What does that look like? What's the process for you? Like, how do you build your portfolio? You know what I mean? Depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for someone to mentor, you can go that route. What challenges are you having right now with content in that regard? When that person finishes sharing, I bet you there's a solution you can provide. There's value you can provide to that person. So ask questions. And I say this because Nigerians are not very, very fond of asking questions. We don't have that culture of, like, asking.
Usually when they go out to network, what they believe is networking,
yeah,
is go there and, like, maybe the person is a speaker, the person, yes, is done, and the person, yes, is down on stage. They go there and, like, good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
Please, can I have your contact?
Contact, yes.
That's, can I have your contact?
That's not networking. Something that has worked for me, like, even virtually, is I network virtually.
Mm.
And I go to events, and something that I do, I go for virtual events and I ask a question. I make sure they answer, I make sure that they know it's coming from me. After that, I follow up and I say, hey, I really listened to your response. I think it was brilliant. If I have a different thought, I share, like, hey, I'm thinking about this differently. I think yours is also very valid, but this is how I see it as well. That can start a conversation with,
yeah,
the person, right? And the person knows that, okay, you sort of register in the person's mind. That, oh, okay. And then something you can do from there is keep following up, not like in their DMs, but like they post something and just be like, hey, I really like that you're doing XYZ. You're registering. There will come a time, and understanding that networking is really, like, relationship building is a long game.
Ha.
It's a long game.
Tell me about it too.
it's not a, oh, give me your contact, sir. They will give you their contact. Will they respond to you?
Mm.
They're busy people. A lot of people are busy. And quick hack about networking, it's not always about the people who are speaking. It's you really find that those are the people that can help you even get into the door. You need to look around you. Peer-to-peer networking, that's what a lot of people need to focus on. Looking at, you know, so if you are going after the speakers, imagine how many other people are going after the speakers.
Yeah.
How many people is the speaker going to respond to?
So
you need to network on, people are so uncomfortable networking on their level. It bugs me because I'm like, why? These are people that can actually help you get in the door. Network on your level.
Lagos. You've heard it all. Somebody's firing for us in it. And she's giving us you know, personal branding tips that are very, very effective, which I tell you would be, I would try these things out my own self, okay? Yeah. I've taken some pointers. I've seen some things that I want to implement in 2024. I know very well that one of those times I go for events, mm-hmm. I see a lot of persons do something that I don't like. I don't like
what
it.
What is it?
So they'll be like, okay, it's a question and answer session. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you can please indicate that you want to ask a question. And then you see like three hands up, people raising their hands, and then you give them the mic and they'll be like, good afternoon, my name is Emeka Wanfor, and I am the owner of this thing, and we do a B2B sharing. So he goes like 2 minutes into telling us what his brand does before he goes
before
to
he gets the question.
So he can't even integrate what he does into the question. He goes like whole 3 minutes into it just because he wants to sell himself. And it pisses me off. So what do you think about it? Because this is my opinion. Yeah. It's very annoying.
It can be annoying because that's not the reason why people are there.
And why people want to listen.
Yes. And I think if you must go that route, plot your elevator pitch before you come. I plan to ask a question as a way to get awareness for what I do. 15 seconds. Which means, do you see why people need strategy? If you're not a strategy, you can't be clear on what you're doing. I can't tell you what I'm doing.
You just be too spontaneous.
You just say a lot of things. What is your three-liner on what your business does? Do you have a three-liner? Where if anybody asks you, you say it, and the person says, let the person now be the one to say, oh, tell me more about this. So that's if you must go that route. The other route is just ask a brilliant, relevant question.
And let them come find you.
Yes. Ask a brilliant, relevant question. The hack is, not a lot of people are question askers. That already makes you stand out. Gather a crowd of how many? Not a lot of people will ask questions. That already gives you an advantage to be seen. Now, let your question make sense and resonate and stimulate the mind of the speaker or whoever you want to respond. That speaker will come and find you. You don't need to. I think people don't understand. This whole thing about building a brand, being a touch point, also, how do you even speak in public? How do you communicate? And I'm not talking about public speaking. How do you interact with people? You're giving an experience of who you are. There's no place I go to say, oh, that's a very brilliant question. Everybody now wants to answer the question that I give because what I do is look for questions that are conversation starters. Not look for a question that will stimulate somebody's mind. Not, you spoke about this, so, what does this mean? And the one that annoys me is, you're asking a question someone else has already asked.
Oh. So that's what I
know. You just flip it a little bit. You're asking the same question. No, take those, and that requires... This thing is a skill. You need the skill of active listening to be able to ask brilliant questions.
So you must be a listener first.
Must be active listener. What it is that you can say, you should be able to cite word for word. This is what you said. You spoke about this. Now, in reference to this, can you explain this so I understand this? That person said that what you've done with that person's mind is like, oh my gosh, somebody was listening to me. Speakers are human beings. People want to be listened to. This game is about psychology. That's all I'm going to say.
Lagos, you've heard it. Numbers to call again, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. Before we go, do you have a question concerning personal branding, corporate branding that you want to ask our guests? As everybody is preparing for the new year, starting tomorrow, a lot of people have already done their strategies. They're already putting in place. If you want a review, this is your time. This is your opportunity to get that review that you seek right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's get your calls and your messages coming in. 080-959-75805. What are you doing to land that massive job? Do you want to earn in dollars from next year? Do you want to earn in the pounds from next year? How do you position yourself? What is a working strategy that you can implement to be able to attract those persons instead of you going for them, you know, like every other person, and making these people come for you? making them come for you. That is that is the plan for the new year. Yeah. Okay, you've done all the courses, you've done all the classes, you've paid huge sum of money in 2023, you know, to attend courses. You've dedicated your time for these courses, but then you're not getting what you want. Right now is the time for you to build a strategy. And this is an advice to everyone out there. If you're yet to sit down and have a plan for the new year, I'm not talking about new year resolution though. It's not your new year resolution. I'm talking about plan for next year, something you want to achieve. And then you're putting it down. How do I achieve this?
Mm-hmm. And also, it's not new year resolution. It's also not vision boarding.
Ha.
That's not it. You put it and then you manifest it. Mm-mm. Is how you properly understand. And when you put strategy together, you put tactical steps to getting there.
Mm.
Of course, as you're going, things are going to change, which means you have to be very adaptive.
Yeah.
But it's not about vision boarding. It's actually practical how to get to where you want to go to. What do you need to do? How do you do that effectively?
I believe everybody wants to go to the next level, you know, especially
in Nigeria.
We want to go to the next level. But then, you know, one of the problem is, how do we get there? That's always a challenge. We're asking ourselves, how do we go to that very next level? What are the things we need to implement? What are the things we need to put in place, you know, over and over again? And then sometimes it seems like we're not getting those answers we seek. But I believe that, you know, a lot more of Nigerians have actually listened to you today, you know. And also, we still listen because we put this out here on our Nigerian Info website. You all know that you can go to your Google search bar and type in Digital Life Nigerian Info, and you can listen again to this very conversation so that you can implement it. Listen to the strategies that she's provided on the radio. Listen again for yourself, for your brand. 2024, we're not playing. We're not playing.
Yeah, then the competition is going to get fiercer. Only going to get fiercer.
I can see a lot of AI integration into literally everything. You know, means that, you know, I don't even know what next year can bring. What do you predict for next year?
From my point of view, from what I do, I predict a lot more partnerships.
Is this your own personal?
No.
You've seen a lot of partnership in this space.
So I'm seeing how we have to understand that we are the ones building the infrastructure. We have to be very, very clear about that. And what that means is that there's a lot of realization that if we leverage each other, we can go further. That's what people are. Let's collab. It's like actual partnerships where people sit down and say that if I do this with you, I could 10x I could 10x what I'm doing, because we've literally created our own system, our own infrastructure, and that means that each and every one of us has something that the other person needs. I am predicting a lot more partnerships in the ecosystem.
Wow, that's great. Adego K from Port Harcourt says, good morning and compliments of the season. He says he's here in you're in PH for the holiday and taking a break off Lagos Wahala. Emmanuel, you started last. If you were, I prefer to be in bed, my brother. Well, I understand, Sha, you have tried this year. The year 2023 has been a tough year, and it has been a year of purpose fulfillment for me. I'm finally doing what God has destined me for, and I'm happy doing it. I also want to appreciate you, Emmanuel, and Yvonne for making most of my Sundays in 2023 a wonderful one. Happy New Year in a few hours. Thank you so much, Adego K, for that message. I'd really love to also hear what you plan to do in 2024, because this is the last this is the last day. But then, you know, thank you so much for always sending in your comments, always sending your message, calling on the show. And now this is a time for me to appreciate all of our callers, all of our listeners on Digital Life. You've been wonderful all Sundays. I know a lot of persons are feeling, you know, laid back today because you've been waiting 8 a.m. to hear the voice on the radio and we didn't come on time like that. You've been hearing over and over, you know, but calm down. It can only get better. Okay, so 2024, we have a lot in store for you. A lot of questions are coming in. You want to get clarity, don't worry, we will. But I have to say a very big thank you to you, Onyeka. Thank you so much for all the wisdom that you've dropped on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for telling us about branding. Lagos, thank you. From me, Emmanuel, it's a very big thank you. Thank you for doing this with us. Digital Life, it has been a very great year. But trust me, next year we're coming in with a lot. I know we said a lot of promises. We gave a lot of promises this year. We're going to fulfill it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just stay back, relax. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And this is the final show of the year. From tomorrow, we'll get into a new year. And then, don't worry, it can only get better, like I'll always say. So, Lagos, thank you so much for staying with us on Digital Life. You can also remember to follow us on social media, Digital Life Africa. You can send us a DM, send us some messages. Onyeka, you can also give out your social media handle so they can follow you.
Yes, my social media handles, you can find me on LinkedIn or on Instagram. On LinkedIn, I am Onyeka Nwobu. So, that is O-N-Y-E-K-A-N-W-O-B-U. Onyeka Nwobu. And on Instagram, I am onyeka.nwobu. So, yeah.
Okay, onyeka.nwobu on Instagram. You can also find me on Instagram, Emmanuel Onwuka, Emma, _ONWUKA. You can find me on Instagram. Send me a message. Tell me your suggestions, what you love to see on the show. If you are having any challenge in the tech space or you want to connect with somebody and you're looking forward to that, you reach out to me and we'll see how we can go about that. Thank you so much, Lagos, for joining us on the show. It's been a wonderful time with you and it can only get better.
With that, the 2023 season comes to an end. Good night.